Please be done.
Over and over and
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. The bigger surge of migrants seeking asylum at the southern border becomes a bigger emergency. The border city, El Paso, Texas, says the mayor, Oscar Leeser.
The numbers have really started to increase, over 2,000 yesterday.
Southern borders closed, says Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas. With a possible government shutdown in a week, your federal lawmakers have gone home for the weekend. What used to be Tropical Storm Ophelia is downgraded, now still a big storm, dumping inches of rain in Virginia and North Carolina. Headed up the East Coast, utility crews have restored a majority of the tens of thousands of power outages, says Duke Energy spokesperson Jeff Brooks in the Raleigh-Durham area.
A very steady wash as well as a lot of wind, and that's a combination that brings down trees.
A small unmanned NASA spacecraft is expected to drop outside Salt Lake City overnight, a little package to sample of an asteroid that's 4.5 billion years old that it grabbed. This is ABC News. Just like the Federal Reserve hiking interest rates has cooled off inflation, it's also cooled the also red-hot market for new abodes. ABC Jim Ryan.
High interest rates and a lack of inventory are putting a damper on the housing market. The National Association of Realtors says sales of existing homes fell 0.7% in August compared to July. And compared to last August, sales were down more than 15%.
Wall Street indexes ended the day and the week lower on concerns about high interest rates, says ABC's Daria Albinger.
That's despite the Fed's decision this week to leave a key interest rate unchanged. Consumer inflation has dropped from a year-over-year peak of 9.1% in June of 2022 to 3.7%. Chair Jerome Powell says the work isn't done, though, and that at least one more interest rate increase should be expected this year.
For the first time in Wisconsin state history, in Port Washington along Lake Michigan, brought out a lot of folks taking pictures today. Five American flamingos. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
Cranberry juice, cranberry wine, cranberry brats, cranberry cream puffs. And excuse me, but my cranberry bread is ready. It's cranberry season in Wisconsin, and we're the cranberry capital of not just the U.S., but our farmers also produce more than half of the world's cranberry supply. So can you guess which state Wisconsin beat out to earn the number one spot? New Jersey? Washington State? Massachusetts? The answer coming up. Fall is harvest time, and you can see the machines rolling through the marshlands, which are flooded to help the cranberries float to the top. But it hasn't always been this easy. Back in the mid-1800s, the berries had to be picked by hand. It took another 100 years for the right equipment to be built to help with this harvest. Okay, so Wisconsin owns the cranberry capital title, but which state lost it to us? Massachusetts, which has been number two ever since. By the way, the cranberry is the official state fruit, making it a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Musical Interlude is brought to you by Max Inc. Radio. Last Crack.
I did not take the vow. I did not burn the ground. The carousel goes round and round. The balance comes from inside.
Listen to Max Inc. Radio every Saturday and Sunday, 6 p.m. to midnight. Download the podcast at maxincradio.com. We are local music. Saturday night, second hour of Max Inc. Heavy. How you doing, everybody? I'm Jimmy Cade, Max Inc. Radio, sponsored by Ignite Glass and Gifts. Now three locations in the Madison area, Monona Drive, Odana Road, and Willie Street. You can also shop online at igniteglassandgifts.com. And by the Aaron Weber Group, Dane County's most trusted name in real estate. Get your next home right now at movetomadison.com. That's movetomadison.com. It's just after 11 o'clock here. It is time for Essential Last Crack. This is Sensei. It's Max Inc. Radio on Civic Media. We are local music. Maxine Kevy on Civic Media. We are local music. That's Essential Last Crack, a double dip of the mighty Last Crack at 11 o'clock every Saturday and Sunday here on Civic Media. That was Three Ghost Sensei before that. What is your Essential Last Crack? I want to know what your two favorite songs from Last Crack are. You can email me right now, music@civicmedia.us. If I play your double dip of Last Crack, I owe you a prize that will be determined later. Could be some stickers, a shirt. Maybe I'll meet you at a bar. We'll have a drink and discuss life. It'll be great. Essential Last Crack. I want to know what yours is right now. music@civicmedia.us. How you doing, everybody? I am Jimmy K. Welcome to the last hour of Max Inc. Radio and Max Inc. Heavy. Coming up in the playlist, we have some Saint Tragedy. We'll do that new Bad and Zen. I have a fun double dip of Mickey's. We'll hear the new one from Mickey Sunshine and Mickey Magnum. Right now, these guys have a show coming up in Milwaukee at The Bar, November 4th with Lockjaw. It's brand new, The Heroes Lie, and their song.
Symphony. the ribbons of flame, turning the land to ash, followed by the followers of creatures fleeing as they went. The Dark Lord is risen again, breaking the siege at last. King rode out all alone and raged by the deaths. His eyes glowed brighter than stars. He strode up to the gates, his horn sending a blast. The Dark Lord accepted his challenge, rising from his old throne. A tiny bright light in the large shadow, ready to come to blows. It was a fight, they could die, the king was ready for that. His shadow devoured the light. Mix against shield, sword against blade, rainbow by its deep. Mix against shield, sword against blade, grand is disgrace. Mace against shield, sword against blade, light of the valor. Mace against shield, sword against blade, burning the shadow. Ron came down like thunder, the king dodged like lightning. Ringo bit the Dark Lord, who's never healing rightly. The king fell into the crater, the Dark Lord's foot on his neck. With one last burst of rage, he cut his foot in half. The Dark Lord roared with fury and began
Shop local, eat local, listen local. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
We'll be right back.
Brandy, cow chips, and great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Jimmy K here for the UPS Store. Every small business owner knows the secret to success is to surround yourself with a great team. The UPS Store is part of my great team. Whether if it's printing banners, brochures, business cards, or posters, it's the UPS Store. Plus, the shredding, notary, and mailbox services are the best. The UPS Store, Northgate Mall on North Sherman Avenue and Essex Square on East Town Boulevard in Madison, and online at theupsstore.com.
Hi, I'm Emily from Weichert Realtors Lake Point in Madison. Home ownership is a big deal, and so is taking the leap into the buying or selling of any property. The Weichert team gets that, and our job is to help you navigate the sales process and provide smooth sailing. You have questions? We have answers. You have worries? We have solutions. Let us open the door to your future home. Weichert Realtors Lake Point, 608-721-8002, 2045 Atwood Avenue. Find more info at weichert-lakepoint.com.
Pursuing the truth wherever it may lead. The Todd Albaugh Show, weekday afternoons from 1 till 3. Join the conversation. Get involved. The Todd Albaugh Show on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Mad Radio 92.7 FM and Civic Media presents The Skin Tones. It's a Max Inc. matinee concert series. Sunday, September 24th at the High Noon Saloon in Madison with special guest Fiberweed and the Drunk Drivers. Doors open at noon. The Rocks starts at 1 and you're out of there by 4. Sponsored by Herbal Aspect. Cannabis elevated at herbalaspect.com. The Max Inc. Matinee Concert Series. Get advanced tickets now at high-noon.com.
If it's local music from Wisconsin, it's heard here. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Make these turns like there's no Max and Kevy on Civic Media. That's Bad Year and Paranoid Failure. Brand new Abandoned Zen is pretty kick-ass. I hope you enjoy it. I do. Abstinence in Adolescence. Brand new Abandoned Zen on Max and Kevy. We are local music.
alert. And this is not your first call to the desk for a Google search. So I went down to your cube to help you out, but you already went home. Now my tone is short and a little smug. Oh look, the cable's unplugged. We're breaking down. No common ground left for us to stand on. How did we become so blind and ignorant? Despite all your theology, technology is not built on that jack.
Found Wisconsin's local music authority. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music. We'll be right back.
out some classic Government Zero here on Max Inc. Heavy on Civic Media. We are local music. I can't believe that album is like 12 years old now or something like that. That's ridiculous. We don't even want to think about age anymore. Help Desk before that with Red Alert. We heard some Bad Year in there. Saint Tragedy with their Glorious Goodbye. This is my glorious goodbye to you. Thanks for listening to Max Inc. Heavy tonight. Really appreciate it. We'll be back again next week and every week, 10 to midnight, the best hard rock, punk, and metal from Wisconsin and from around the Midwest. We're going to leave you with some Brash Menagerie now. What's That Siren? On Max Inc. Heavy, we are local music.
Help but feel butterflies every time you walk by. You make me wanna throw away my storyline and make a new one with you. I could be your new rescue. I know these feelings have been long overdue. I've been cold and dead. Cut my heart off from my head. Stuck in someone else's bed. Who's this?
Told myself I'd never ever fall, fall, fall. I said life's too short to let them have it all right. Yeah. I know these feelings have been long overdue.
Was there someone to sleep? I think we could be something, so my heart to sleep. I've been losing sleep, so just someone to sleep. I think we could be something, so my heart to sleep.
Come out, go home, wear me like your favorite clothes. Say you love me, everybody needs to know. Dress or tea, baby, you're made for me.
Cranberry juice, cranberry wine, cranberry brats, cranberry cream puffs. And excuse me, but my cranberry bread is ready. It's cranberry season in Wisconsin, and we're the cranberry capital of not just the U.S., but our farmers also produce more than half of the world's cranberry supply. So can you guess which state Wisconsin beat out to earn the number one spot? New Jersey? Washington State? Massachusetts? The answer coming up. Fall is harvest time, and you can see the machines rolling through the marshlands, which are flooded to help the cranberries float to the top. But it hasn't always been this easy. Back in the mid-1800s, the berries had to be picked by hand. It took another 100 years for the right equipment to be built to help with this harvest. Okay, so Wisconsin owns the cranberry capital title, but which state lost it to us? Massachusetts, which has been number two ever since. By the way, the cranberry is the official state fruit, making it a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
ABC News.